We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy to introduce our next guest, Pro Football Focus senior analyst Steve Palazzolo, who is still alive. Donnie gave me the thumbs up. He picked up the phone. He's alive. We were concerned that after Bruce Gradkowski pushed Palazzolo into oncoming traffic last hour,
then jumped in his own car
to survive it. Yes.
Then he jumped into his own car and made sure to finish the job doubly.
Yes.
I mean, it was just backing up and, you know, going all over here, Steve.
Reverse drive.
It was like when you see a snake in the middle of the road, any other animal, you're concerned.
Turtle.
Yeah, you see a snake, you're like, hold on, let me make sure it's dead. That was basically what Bruce did to you.
Correct.
What did he do?
He blamed you for the Roethlisberger grade.
For Ben. Yeah, because you didn't. We don't let Bruce touch the Steelers game.
Oh! So
Ben's my buddy. He would never fumble on purpose. You know, those types of things.
So, I think the complaint here, Steve, I will speak for the two guys in this room, is that we did not expect you guys to give Ben a Tom Brady, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson grade. But we also didn't expect that you guys would have him below Andy Dalton, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, dead last.
Yeah. I mean, the negated interception was one of those that actually affected his grade, even though there was a penalty on the play. Because I don't think he didn't know there was a penalty, despite whatever they said on the broadcast. And when you watch the play, it was the holding actually didn't really affect things. It was a horrible throw. Ben was trying to throw a pick on that play. He had the fumble. Those two crushed his grades. And most of – he had only a handful of positively graded plays in our system. And some of them were impressive. Deep crosser, tight coverage. Some of them were really good. But overall, throw for throw, he just wasn't that good. And he got and his, you know, got away with
– Well, not just don't, not just not that good, the worst. Right, Steve?
Yeah, he's just the worst. He's the worst I've ever seen.
But technically, he was the worst starting quarterback by your grades.
Yeah.
That's not hyperbole.
Steve, you know, you've talked to us enough. You've come on. We love having you. You love coming on this show. It's all love here, even when we're disagreeing. You know me enough now to know that I am the anti-Ben guy in town. And he played a wretched first half. Their whole offense did. But even my icy anti-black and gold heart was thawed a little bit when he hits Deontay Johnson in the corner. Granted, it's a great catch, and it's barely over the fingertips of the defender, but it was still where it had to be. He
it
hits
was
Juju.
Tipped, right? Wasn't it actually tipped?
I think it was almost a simultaneous tip, I thought. And then Johnson tipped it again to himself and caught it.
Right, and I think that pass was tipped. I'll go back and check. So I don't even think we would have given him credit for that, just because.
What about the Juju? What about Juju up the seam, back shoulder, or Claypool on 3rd and 8, where he drops it in right past the hands
in the bread basket?
No, he dropped it out.
Loved the Claypool throw. I loved it. It did feel, it was very 2015 Peyton Manning esque. You know, it was just like the ball's kind of like floating there, and it just gets there. It just got there. I loved the Claypool play.
I thought the Juju play, though, was a planned back shoulder throw over the middle. I didn't think that was Juju getting lucky and making a great adjustment. It seemed like that was where that ball was intended to be thrown.
Trying to pull up the video here. We're updating our system as we're speaking here, so I can't pull up the video to confirm.
All right, well, while you do that, I have a question about the way you grade guys, and I've never asked Bruce this. And if I did, instead of giving me an answer, he would just defer to you and try to make
you
the scapegoat. So, correct. I have a question on the way you grade things in this way, Steve. Do you account for time and score? Does a great throw down four in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left count more than a great throw you make on an opening drive? And do the conditions factor in? If you're in windy Buffalo, does a great throw count for more than if you're in a dome stadium, for example?
Okay, so the short answer is no and no. The grades don't count differently in a close game, and they don't account for the conditions. Where they do count, though, from a game situation standpoint, we might give like some bonuses for like a game-winning throw or something like that. But where it does come into play is, say, the Steelers on their last couple drives defensively, they're playing the situation. They're up 10. They're letting the pass get caught in front of them, giving up first downs. And so they're playing the situation. So we're not necessarily going to downgrade defenders in those particular situations. So the way players play from a game situation standpoint will affect the grades. But we're not necessarily saying great throw because it's the fourth quarter and it's not the first quarter. But what you could do is go back and say, here's how a guy graded in the fourth quarter. Here's how he graded in the first quarter. And obviously Big Ben graded much better in the second half. So that's a good thing.
What about the like down situation, third down weighted more heavily or anything like that? A possession down, as Mike Tomlin would like to say it.
No, it's not weighted more heavily. But again, giving up, if you're in coverage, giving up 7 yards on first and 10 is different than giving up 7 yards on third and five, right? So we understand that schematically you're playing things differently. And from a quarterback standpoint, throwing a little five-yard hitch on first and 10 is different from a five-yard hitch on third and two when you're converting the first down and the defense is trying to stop that. So that context is somewhat taken in, but again, there's not like magical bonus points just because the down is three instead of one.
Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, our guest. Pro Football Focus had Ben rated as the worst quarterback in week one, but they did have Cam Hayward as the best defensive player in all of football. I will point that out.
But they had but then it's yin back to yang.
Oh,
you guys
no.
had Minka 71st.
The Minka one, I have an easy explanation for that, man. I mean, that is, I've seen a lot of hype for him throughout the week, and I thought the Steelers, they put a lot on his plate. He lined up in the slot a bunch. He was in the box. I've been on here saying, oh, he's more of a true free safety, doesn't move around a lot. Well, they moved him around. They put a lot on his plate. Did you see him try to tackle Josh Allen in the open field twice?
Yes.
Did that happen on Sunday?
Yes.
Twice.
Did you see him come up and put a big stick on third and two that led to the worst fourth down play in history?
It was a great stick. That fourth down play was incredible. The stick on third down was great. I mean, it was a good unblocked tackle against the run. It was fantastic. There were two times. We only gave him one missed tackle against Josh Allen because the other one, he got juked out of his shoes that he couldn't even get into position to make the tackle. So he just over-pursued and he got the same grade on the play. The other play, what's the other hidden play that happened that was Minka's fault? What else? Do you guys remember?
Is it a play that, well, I know with you guys it might not be a successful Bills play because that's not how you grade. I was going to wonder if you thought the play where Edmonds actually did a good job coming over the top was a bad Minka play or the Josh Allen missed deep shot in the first half to Sanders.
It was the one, I think it was Edmonds over the top. It was just a Josh Allen miss. And again, this is where the scheme and role, we might not account for it, so I'll count for it here. It's Stephon Diggs one-on-one with Minka, who's got a flat-footed read, and he's got to stay with him. Diggs whooped him. It should have been a 50-plus yard touchdown, but Josh Allen missed the throw. And Edmonds kind of got there late, but it still would have been too late. So that's 0-for-1 in the box score, but it was Minka's fault. Should have given up a big
touchdown. You know what I think?
Those are the hidden plays that showed up.
Well, my big takeaway then from this conversation is Josh Allen's ass should be way down the list because he was missing big throws left and right.
But then he comes back and he made Minka miss twice in the open field as a runner. That is, his touchdown pass was incredible, tight window throw. Had a deep out. He had two other big-time throws that were really good. But, yeah, Josh Allen left a lot on the table. He had two deep balls. I thought the Steelers' defense was really, really good. But the narrative does change a little bit if Allen's accurate on two open deep passes. Changes a little bit. But I thought the Steelers, their pass rush, led by Cameron Hayward, Melvin Ingram. How about some credit on the Melvin Ingram all summer, saying you guys are going to be okay without Bud?
Even yeah, we better. Agreed with you on that, though.
Yeah, that was a group think thing, but yes.
And Bud, and Bud sucked in week one, did he not?
Yes, Bud struggled. I know he's coming off injury, but he struggled mightily, and as did the Titans. But I thought the Steelers coming out in four-man rush for the majority of the time, not blitzing like they usually do, told a big story that they trust TJ and Ingram and Hayward to just get after people, and it was a completely different game plan. I was so impressed by how they do that.
Steve, I had Gradkowski on the ropes, and I like him too much to – I did not want to throw the Mike Tyson knockout punch on him. But where I really got him twisted into a pretzel is when I said, so you're telling me that you watched Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger on Sunday and really thought Aaron Rodgers was better? And that's when Bruce started to backtrack and say, well, maybe I need to go back and watch it again.
No. Listen, because Rodgers had nobody open the entire time. He had two turnover-worthy plays, the same way, same thing that Ben had. Ben had a fumble, and he had the interception. Again, it was negated by penalty, but we're grading what a guy does. It includes negated plays. So same turnover-worthy plays. Rodgers had a heave to a safety, and he had the bad interception. Rodgers also had a perfect pinpoint 40-yard pass into through double coverage right onto Devontae Adams' hand. That single throw in small sample sizes probably made the difference in their grade, because Ben didn't have anything that was close to that. So, we're splitting hairs because we're talking like a throw here or there. And in this particular comparison, it was probably that one throw that Rodgers made, because he was throwing to covered receivers the entire game.
Can't you just ding him for dressing like an extra from 8 Mile after the game or something like that? He looked like a guy who had to narc on his buddy for a reduced sentence.
Hey, look, we don't grade the memes, but the memes are strong right now. They're looking good for Rodgers. He's going to throw four touchdowns against the Lions.
I'll maybe pit you and Bruce against each other again here, Steve. I just asked Bruce straight away. I jumped right in the middle of an answer, maybe rudely, and I said, Bruce, better quarterback right now, Derek Carr or Ben Roethlisberger? And he could not answer Derek Carr. He gave it to Ben.
No, it's Carr. Definitely Carr. He started out slow, but, last year Carr was better than Big Ben. And I've been over here saying I think Big Ben's got some magic left in him.
But you didn't see that magic. He left the wand at home, is what you're saying. He didn't bring it to Buffalo with him or Orchard Park.
Yeah, but maybe it's for home games only.
Pulling dead rabbits out of the hat.
Yeah.
Derek Carr, out of his head, as somebody would say. Derek Carr, he started out a little slow. He was all over the place, I think, chucking the ball to Darren Waller early on. But he made some huge plays down the stretch. And Carr's playing pretty good football, and the Raiders are doing some nice things offensively as far as they've got tough guys to cover with Darren Waller and Henry Ruggs and the great Brian Edwards emerging late. So they're doing some nice things offensively there.
All right, we'll give you a chance to redeem yourself with Steelers fans. Cam Hayward's game against Buffalo, in the grand scheme of things, it was the best in week one. Was it like the best non-Aaron Donald game you guys ever graded from a defensive lineman, something like that?
I don't know where it ranks historically. I will say he had twice as many pressures as any other interior defensive lineman. He had 12. No one else had more than 6. He did it on 40 rushes, so that's impressive. As I was watching the game, I'm watching him just destroy Bills guards left and right. I mean, he was awesome. It was fantastic. And he had a great run defense grade, too, because we did both. So 95.3, it probably is up there. I'll look it up for you guys, and I'll tweet back at you so we can get some positive vibes as you send.
Let's go!
Steve, this is why you're the best, man. You go above and beyond the call of duty for us, and you disagree with Bruce on the Derek Carr, Ben Roethlisberger question like you should.
Ben's my buddy. I can't.
I knew. Well, that. I know, and that's. Dude, that's why I asked him, because you know what he defaulted to?
But he was also a Raider, so that's where it's a tough spot for him.
I think we know where his bread is buttered. He's a man who grew up in Pittsburgh South Hills. He fell back. Maybe you need to have a talk with him, okay? Steve, he fell back on, I'm going with Ben. He's just a winner.
Just a winner.
Not sound like analytical, in-depth analysis. That sounds like that surface-level stuff from those jabronis who don't know anything. The anti-PFF crowd.
We taught Bruce how to grade our players. We got some work to do, how to address the media, perhaps. We need a few more PFF slides for Bruce here.
All right, Steve, you're the best. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, guys. Always appreciate it.
There you go. At PFF Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.